Acorn underground. Incubation. Gestation. Dwelling underground. Unseen. Are these all a part of your present situation? Are you being stretched further than you ever imagined you could be? Do you feel alone in a seemingly hopeless situation? Does it seem as if God has forgotten you, deceived you? Then this book is for you. Moses on the backside of the desert, David's alone time tending sheep, and Joseph's imprisonment all had one common thread. All involved a walk of pure faith, living in an unknown world of being unseen, completely unnoticed. It would have been easy to assume that God had removed himself from their dreamscape and abdicated his authority over all his former promises to these men. Their faith in God and in what he had said was just about all they had left. Stripped of any ability to advance or to care for themselves, they entered a zone which no man envies, the acorn underground. It is a known fact that every seed must die in order to produce life. Every farmer knows that he should anticipate a time when he will see nothing but dirt. Could a seed reason in itself, it would only despair in viewing the same dirt and darkness. My precious friend, perhaps you're in a similar season. Everything that has been dear to you has been stripped away, and you've suffered seemingly insurmountable losses. It is most critical during these seasonal absolutes that we draw close to God and stand in the measure of faith which we have been given. As you await your completed gestation period, keep these natural principles in mind. Some seeds spring up quickly but also die quickly. Seeds like the acorn take years to germinate into a sprawling oak tree, offering shade to all who need such, and providing a host of other benefits. This little book, birthed during this pastor's personal acorn underground, will present you with an encapsulated, motivational message of hope, and will renew your faith in our loving Heavenly Father, who does all things well. It is a vibrant yet fictional story that all dreamers will most assuredly relate to for years to come. This writing today is a preface to a book. It is not a book written by the inexperienced about a subject they know nothing of. At the time of this writing, I am currently in the greatest unknown drop zone of my life. Consider this as well. It is surely not a book written after the fact or after the storm has passed either. This book is a potpourri of musings, musings by a believer who has himself dropped. This drop is not through failure, nor is it the result of any disciplinary action. It is pure and simply a divinely orchestrated season of drop. This painfully challenging drop that is producing growth and depth and maturation that will abide will prove worthwhile when it concludes someday. Until then, trust will be the means of victory and the pathway to success. It is written while lying on the ground in the very forest it once thrived in. This book has cost this acorn something. These writings ooze faith, because that is all this acorn has right now. This acorn story is not fully written. This acorn drop posture is only a seasonal position at worst. My movie is not over yet, and neither is yours, dear reader. What you feel so deeply and experience so powerfully is just a snapshot in your life. You're on a journey, a trip to your greatest usefulness of all time. Hold on, fellow acorn. Hold to your faith. Your time in germination is nothing short of his miracle at work. Through your present circumstances, a marvelous thing is already being birthed. You are growing by dying, as strange as that seems. John said, I must decrease and he must increase. So relax and settle in for the surgery. Scripture promises he doeth all things well, and we must continue to trust. Beauty for ashes is already en route to you. Incidentally, your sacrificial praise to God during this time sure looks like genuine beauty to me. Acorn dropped is only a phase. The best is yet to come, my friend. The best is yet to come.